Hi, I'm Megan Taylor, Director of Content and Research at the International Bunch. As part of Open Access Week this week, we want to talk about some of the myths that still surround open access publishing. Wider access to trusted quality research is, we know, essential for a more open and inclusive future. Open access publishing, part of the wider open research and open scholarship movements, ensures that research can be discovered, read, and acted upon globally. Despite the origins of open access publishing being nearly 50 years old, there is still confusion around what open access means and the benefits and challenges that it can bring. Join us in this blog post for Open Access Week 2023 as we run through our top five myths about open access and look at the truth behind the misconceptions. Myth number one is that open access journals don't have high quality standards. One of the most pervasive myths about open access publishing is that journals that follow this model are not peer reviewed and have lower quality standards than traditional journals do. However, the reality is quite the opposite. Most open access journals follow the same rigorous peer review processes as traditional journals do, ensuring that published research is both accurate and of high quality. In addition, there are a broad range of organisations supporting the quality standards of open access publishing, including the Directory of Open Access Journals, Sherpa Romeo, and many more. Journals are also advised to follow the principles of transparency and best practice in scholarly publishing that apply to all published content. Myth number two is that open access publishing involves high author fees. Another common misconception about open access publishing is that all open access journals charge high author fees to support making content available. However, recently published research has found that 68% of journals in 2021 didn't actually charge any fees. 69% of articles were part of journals that charged article processing charges. In general, hybrid journals often charge higher APCs than their gold open access counterparts, but prices can vary massively depending on the journal, so it's a misconception to say that open access is inherently more expensive than traditional publishing. Myth number three is that you can only publish open access in a fully open access journal. Many people believe that if their preferred journal is not fully open access, they can't publish open access. The truth, however, is more complex. You don't need to publish with an open access journal to make your work available as open access. Some journals are hybrid and offer both standard and open access, and even journals with no open access option often allow for a green open access route. This means that they may allow an earlier accepted version of the manuscript to be shared open access on an institutional repository. There are several models of open access publishing that you can use, including gold, bronze, green, diamond, and more. Myth number four is that there are no tangible benefits for authors in publishing their work open access. In actual fact, open access publishing offers numerous benefits to authors. It can increase the global outreach of articles, increase readership and public engagement, and fulfill funder mandates. Open access publishing can also lead, in some cases, to higher citations, maximise readership and reuse of published work. It also allows researchers in developing countries to see your work. It's compliant with grant rules and practitioners can apply your findings more easily, according to research from JISC. It can also help to prevent studies from being duplicated unnecessarily. Myth number five, open access is not suitable for groundbreaking work. This is outdated thinking. As open access has evolved, many of the world's top-ranked journals now have open access options. Publishing groundbreaking scientific findings in open access journals can lead to higher citations, maximised readership and reuse of published work. Some top-ranked open access journals include MMWR Recommendations and Reports, Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, World Psychiatry, The Lancet Public Health, and many more. With that said, it is also important to note that metrics such as impact factors and journal rank factors need to be taken into context. There are no perfect ranking systems, which is especially important to consider as more ranking systems continue to be launched. Open access can increase the global reach of research, can make work more inclusive, improve public engagement, and fulfill funder mandates. You can discover more about academic publishing workflows and models and processes by checking out the resources and training that are linked in this blog post. At the end of the blog post, there is also a further reading section with some really great high-quality sources to learn more about open access. Thank you for listening today.